kind of a test. Do this? Is it totally crazy? Running around in the rain? And yet when we come in here, what a mercy. Aren't we lucky? I had to speak to some of my neighbors and some other people about my plans for the week. And everybody said, oh, I wish I could do that. Oh. I'm not sure they knew what they were wishing. but I do know what they were wishing. Some peace and quiet and tranquility in order to really settle. We live in a culture where distraction is cultivated for various different reasons. Some of them healthy and some of them pretty nefarious. And I think the more aware we are of the culture in which we live and the attitude that it cultivates in us, because we can't help it, we are our culture. The more aware we are, the less affected we are by the really unwholesome parts of it. We can't feel any kind of peace if we're always wanting something, if we're always dissatisfied, if things aren't quite right. Of course, when you turn on the TV or the computer, or all the information that comes to us is about not rightness, because that's their job. They're supposed to be waking us up to the nefarious things that are going on. But those communication agents are also designed to cultivate greed, hatred, and totally delusion, hoping that we will live in a dream world and desire everything that they present to us and dislike everything that they tell us not to like. So one of the big things that we're doing here is discovering our own clear point of view. You can't get rid of your culture, but you can be you. You can be you as the agent of action in your culture, so that you can have an effect rather than being dragged around. It takes a lot of attention and a lot of care about what happens. So our practice is, in a way, training for our life in the world, in the sense of guiding our culture. We can't change it all, of course, but each one of us, the more authentic and complete we can be, the more honest we can be, the more thoroughly we can change the world. Our world, our little world, it's all we've got. But each little world is another world. And those worlds are other worlds. And so everything that we do, small as it is big. As big as we would ever want it to be. One of the things that creates so much distraction is words. That our talent and our brilliance as human beings is our ability to seek, to identify, not just actually identify, that's the finger pointing, but we have a word for it, the lamp. We have a word for everything. And considering ourselves fully endowed with knowledge of the world, because we have words for everything. And yet words, on one side, of course, it's how we connect with each other. We need them. Although there are many other ways of connecting that are more profound. But words split the world into tiny, tiny fragments. Such beautiful little brilliant fragments. The plum trees blossom, and then the little thing hanging from it that looks like a diamond. And we call that a blossom, and we call that a diamond, we call that a stamen and a pistil and a etc. It's magic, our use of words. And yet you find as you sit that words are just going on and on and on and on, and on all the time. And what are they doing? What's it about? Blah, blah, blah. There's not much we can do about it. We can't shut it up. If you try to shut it up, you will just create a terrible mess. Painful, painful mess. But you can kindly experience it without engaging. It's not real. In the Satipatthana Sutra, it says, sit ardently and fully aware. Nothing else. Don't have to be aware of any particular thing, because you are already there. You are already you. You yourself are the one that's sitting. You're not going anywhere. And we're not getting anything. It's just what Kodo Sawaki says, it's the self enjoying the self. So don't worry about enlightenment. Don't think so hard, but you will keep on thinking. You have to think. That's what we're made to do. But and be very, very awake to what you are. All the different aspects that are coming up. And these first few days, many things will come up that maybe you would rather not see, and that's the gift of it. That's the real gift of it. And as someone said, we can't really do anything, it just unfolds by itself. It feels like it's going through time, but actually this is a timeless experience in which we just sit and let the experience of being unfold as it does. And we get stuck and unstuck, blocked and unblocked. As I said last night, the more we can take care of each other in silence and also in being helpful, the easier it is to do this job. I I know it hurts. I know it. Our bodies hurt. And I encourage you to find over the next few days what is the best balance for your body. It may not at all be the same as what it was before. We keep changing all the time, and what worked one time may not work again. Just be open and flexible and let your body tell you what it needs. As straight as you can and as easy breathing as you can. And let the breath carry you rather than bossing yourself around. That doesn't help either very much. But just find your balance. One thing I learned about the shoulders is that you can put your shoulder forward a little bit and then lift it up a little bit and then bring it all the way back and drop it. And that puts it in the right place, and that solves a lot of shoulder problems. Not too much forward, not too much up, but a lot back, all that as way as you can go. And then you have to be straighter, and your shoulders are where they want to be. And that makes it a lot easier to breathe. You may have questions about posture and about the course of this. We've had a whole day now, almost, and we've gone through a couple of meals very nicely. And thank you to all the people who worked to make that happen. So maybe I'll just open this up to questions now.
Question about what you said about sitting.
About which?
What you said about sitting.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, it's my accent.
So am I. I have one too.
Oh! We've all got strange accents. I'm the only one with a normal accent. When you were talking about sitting, and we already have spoken, or you've spoken about interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're sitting or having our tea or whatever, we're all doing it together. Which means that every cup of tea is the whole universe.
Yes.
And I wondered, you mentioned time. And it's beginning to feel like all time is right here,
yeah,
when we're sitting. So then it's, would it be correct to think or to feel that this is actually eternity? Each moment is just, because it's seamless, then each moment we're actually experiencing eternity.
That's the truth of it. That's why it's not scary to die.
Another form question. In this group, when you get off the course and you start Kenyan, is that seamless and you don't bow to and from your mat?
That was Coben's way.
Seamless?
Seamless.
Yeah.
Just getting up without fussing with anything,
yes,
and just keep walking as if the zazen just continues. But I'm glad you mentioned it, because we haven't talked about that.
And what about when you come back to your seat, then,
then
go
you
go to and from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In, as a group, are we bowing at the end?
I think that's nice. Yeah. Another thing that Coben said was that there's a lot of Zen that's too militaristic. Kodo Tsuwaki had a lot to say about that, because he was in the army. And Coben said, making a sharp right turn at every place that the turn is like in the army, and we shouldn't do it that way. So I know every single Zen center in the whole world does it that way. But Coben wants you to go a little bit round. He said, the world is round. Everything is round in the world. So we should do it that way. So I know you're all from different practices, traditions, teachers, but that's my... Malcolm?
Fortunately, my mind is... I lose authors and things, so I can't tell you, but it's the name of the book is Zen Questions.
Taigen.
Yes. And I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about the ritual enactment that Zazen is, or at least and that's his thought. And I'm curious.
Would you remind me what, what his thought is?
The way I'm getting it is that that in creating this ritual, and of course all of these pieces we've been talking about are part of this ritual, that we are being Buddha as we sit in Zazen, and that it's bringing all of that to the seat as we sit.
We're not doing that, are we? Coben said, just sit on the cushion and try not to fall off. The best advice. One thing that I forgot last night was that though there's a wonderful library in the room where we eat, I beg you not to read. Reading just adds more junk to the junk that's going on already. And you don't know what's going on because you have all these ideas going on around trying to get to whatever the idea was. But that's just another cheap idea. It's just one more thought growing on, roaming around in your mind. And what you want to know is your real self, who you are, where you are, exactly. Ben?
Can I just tag on to Malcolm's a little bit? Because I heard you talk a lot about in this practice is Buddha meeting Buddha.
Yes.
And so I feel like I'm a cushion that's, but we're meeting Buddha.
Absolutely.
So we are, in some
yes.
ways.
Yes. Right. But who's doing it? Sometimes one, sometimes another. Sometimes ordinary mind, sometimes Buddha mind. It comes and goes. And as Kodo Suwaki says, the whole idea is to be prepared to go home and take care of things in a very careful and kind way. Mm. That's all. Mm. That's really why we're here. To feel free enough to be like that. Bailey?
Yeah, I was wondering what you think about the instructions I've read to rock back and forth at the beginning and end of the sitting.
That's very helpful. That's getting your balance. And starting with the big one and then condensing to what feels like the center, which often isn't, though. But it helps you find the center. If you like, I could walk around and adjust a little bit.
Yeah, I had a problem last year. I was sitting about like this, but I thought for sure I was straight up.
Yes.
I lost my ability to tell.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll check and see. We don't. It's going to take a few days to know for our body to agree to this is really resisting in a way. And it says, you can't make me do this. I'm not used to this. I want to get up and run around. So be patient and let it be patient, because finally it becomes very grateful for all of it.